you're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
That was a bit creepy.
Well, I thought we'd do like a sexual, sumptuous start.
And people want to listen to that from your voice?
Well, they might do. There's sort of men that are groaning with joy, women gushing.
What can the men not gush?
I don't know what's the man's version of
blurt.
I don't think I'm going to make a man blurt by the sound, but I could make a woman.
Why? What?
All right, I'm going to.
A man might blurt from your sexy voice. The problem is your voice is not sexy.
I don't know. If you think my voice is sexy, email in sharks@formalshark.com.
Code.uk. Why did you stop there?
Because it sounded wrong. We should say this is the first of a run, but we may have had a couple of beers because Wetherspoons now does Punk IPA.
Yes.
That I think is a massive achievement in the whole, we live in the middle of nowhere, and apart from what is now a mediocre real ale bar, we can't get good beer.
No.
And we've managed to be able to go for a walk and get
a couple of pints. Yeah. A couple of really good pints.
So that's good. Well, I wouldn't say really good. It's Punk in...
No. Really good compared to everybody else.
Yes.
So, good job, Mr. Wetherspoons.
Yes. If we were Brewdog, we'd consider Punk as, we're not bothered getting it. But because it's, like, local and, like, you can't get anything else reasonably good, we are quite pleased. So that's keeping us quite happy.
So give yourself a pat on the back, Mr. Wetherspoons.
Yes. There's a lot wrong with your bars, but...
The Punk isn't one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So which beer...
Should that be a song? I know it's your 99 problems, but my Punk ain't one of them.
Bitch.
I thought it was me. Punk isn't one of them.
Punk, no. Which one are we starting with?
We'll start with that one.
The bottle.
Yes.
Okay, so this is a 330ml bottle. It was £2.25 from Trembling Madness in York. It is Nirvana Brewery's Sutra IPA. Alcohol-free, 0.5%.
So if people would like to guess where I've had a trip recently...
Why are we drinking alcohol-free beer? This feels like going backwards.
Because we shouldn't consider beer by its alcohol. We should do it by its tastiness. So if we should... In a lot of... Okay, we should know what percentage it is, because if something's 11%, you should know what percentage it is. But we shouldn't be drinking... Personally, I don't drink beer for the percentage. I sometimes... is cautious of the beer percentage, but I don't care if a beer is tasty at not like a previous show where we had that stout that was really quite nice at 0.
Yeah.
Thingy. Oh. It's
a bit excitable.
It's matching, to me, it's matching the beer with the occasion, and we shouldn't necessarily have massive prejudice about certain types of beer. We should be quite open about it, as I am, to say, well, actually...
I poured that really crap.
That's right. So that is very light. So it's
an incredible. It's got IPA
in it.
It's very clear. There's not a lot of bubbles.
So there's not a lot of smell there at all.
There's a malty smell behind it.
I'm getting very lemon. A very lemony sort of. You know lemon fairy liquid. Have you ever washed something up in leg?
Yeah.
It tastes of that. It's got like a soapy smell. Not, it doesn't taste of that. It smells.
But it's got, yeah.
So, slightly... so what I'm expecting is it's to taste of dishwater.
That's really good.
Very clean taste. Now, I like that. I don't like it as a beer. I like that as just a
drink.
As a...
Yeah, it's not, to me, isn't...
It's an adult drink. It's, I have certain, you know, where
like
you...
Like Posh Pop from Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah.
It's got that feel behind it, it's but got it's that, lacking like, a body of beer.
Yeah, so, you know, like, if you were trying... It's a strange one, because I'm almost thinking, this is probably nice. It's like, you know, when I have elderflower, if I don't have a beer. The few occasions I don't have a beer.
Yeah. Like, it's incredibly light, it's very delicate.
It's yes, and I think that's the refreshing thing about this, is it doesn't taste, it's got the hop, a tiny bit of hop, you can taste a bit of hop there.
Yeah.
But where the other ones, the body is lacking. This hasn't got the body, but I don't feel it's lacking it.
No, But is that not the way that the carbonation feels in your mouth?
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like a beer carbonation without the body. It feels closer when you drink it to a pop.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's giving me certain hoppiness and the sort of... Because I think... I'm an adult. I don't want to drink. And my problem with that is... I'm getting to the point where Coke and things are too sugary.
You sound like an old person.
No, but there's a certain time where you just stop that. And one, I don't want to Coke at night because I'll be like, well, hey!
Don't snort Charlie at night, do not.
No. Coffee and warm drinks are for during the day. If not, I'm like, hey! And I am not having decaf coffee or decaf tea. There's a line there.
Are you prejudiced?
Yes. And I just think that... On a summer's barbecue and stuff like that.
That's always your go-to. On a summer's barbecue, it's nice.
No, there's some ones that aren't, but I think this really would. But I could also, if you were with, you know, I'll take you on a romantic picnic. I do you chocolate-dipped strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I present this, but in champagne glasses. I think I'd get away with it. If she was a beer lover... Or you were a beer lover.
There would be some blurting.
I think that would be a very romantic situation. And I think this is one of these great things where a beer is surprising in what it is.
Yes. I mean, I was going to say along the same lines, you know, a romantic drink. If somebody else is enjoying a glass of Prosecco or alcohol-free kind of fizzy niceness, this goes along with it really nicely. Mm. If you don't like hops, then it's not going to be for you. If you like hops and want something refreshing, alcohol-free, but not beer, I think this is good.
I definitely direction. If you think of it as a traditional beer, then it would go quite. It wouldn't go low on the board. Not going to go right low on the board. But if you think this is just as a drink, then it could be quite. It's going to be very hard to place in them terms because we are a beer show and this is a beer and as a traditional beer compared to others. But if the other non-alcoholic beers, if we just purely put Nanny State and the other ones we've had, this is far, far more quaffable.
Quaffable?
Yes.
Look at you using fancy words. Is it a real word? Is quaffable a real word? This is a word you've used several times with me as though...
I've read it on beer.
You've read it on beer.
Yes, or I made it up and add the word in. I don't know.
Well,
we are going to pair this with...
No, not that one.
Not that one. You don't think it's classy enough? Do you think it's got to be the...
I think that one because I think
the malted milk.
Yeah. So, I think that's going to be a bit lighter.
So this is a biscuit special.
I love malted milk.
So we're going to pair each beer with a thing. The other thing about the Bourbons is I found a packet like that and I can't remember when I bought them. So.
Oh, cool.
So they could have been open for months. Without cropping the hour and we eat them. Does this go with it?
I really like malted milk biscuits.
Does malted milk biscuits add to the romance of this beer?
No, but I like malted milk biscuits.
I just think this is the most romantic beer we've had.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of...
It's got a very good elegance behind it.
Yeah, I think it's an elegant beer.
So we've had stouts in the past where we've gone, that's got a bit of class behind it. This goes far beyond class. Mm. This is refined, this is elegance, this is that person you find really attractive in a really nice dress or a suit.
This is what the Queen would drink.
Yeah, if the Queen was a beer drinker,
you know,
and didn't want to get mortal, she'd be on this.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Kate Lass.
Kate Lass, what were you going to say there? Pippa Middleton and Kate Middleton.
Yeah, but I was trying to say Middleton.
Her last name's not Middleton anymore.
No, but...
It would be Windsor.
All right.
But that's not even a real last name anymore.
If I go that Windsor last, people might think I'm going to the Queen. That's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It's War Queen.
War Queen.
War Queen.
War Queen.
Isn't that Kate Lass?
War Queen and Kate Lass.
Yeah. She could be drinking that at the moment because she's preggers. Isn't she?
So...
And she seems to have been preggers for about 3 years.
So basically, Nirvana Brewery, if you're listening, send a case of this to the Queen and see what she says. I mean, it's not very far because it's brewed in London.
Yeah.
So it's literally round the corner. Give it the Queen, see what she says.
Yes.
She'll be like...
Oh, no, and...
She'll be like, this is all right, this.
And that Middleton lass, because she's up the duff.
Aye. And drink it. and should be like, well, this is all right, isn't it?
And a year's time for that one that was on Suits.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it a year time, she'll be popping a couple out.
Yeah, but don't forget, we don't get a holiday for them, so we don't care.
Oh, right, yeah. We I am not a royalist until I get a holiday, and then I'm
exactly.
Like, oh, I love the royals, I'm getting a day off the rest of the time.
I was upset we weren't getting a holiday because I wanted to watch that royal wedding.
Yeah, but did you not think the same? Did you not go, oh, we're going to get a royal wedding? Oh, ooh, 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 bloody sponging bastards when you didn't.
Exactly.
You're like, you bastards, I didn't get a holiday off, automatically sponging.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where are we going to put this on the board?
This is going to be tough to place.
Right, where on our board I'm going to have to run up. Tell me, where's the highest non-alcoholic beer that will probably be in that last one we had?
So, we have Stout by Big Drop Brewery, and that is at 47. Now, I think this is better than that.
Definitely.
Now, at 50, we have the Barley Wine by Manchester Marble Brewery. And that's a 12.4%.
See, I want to put it at 50. Beer. I want to put that at 50.
Yeah, I want to put it slightly higher.
Yeah.
I want to
as a beer, I want to put it at 50. As just a drink that's non-alcoholic, but serves a thing, then I'd go. But as a beer, I think 50. If that makes sense.
It does, but I think judging it solely, and we are a beer podcast, but judging it solely as a beer does it a little bit disservice, because I think there's a lot of thought and a lot of craft and a lot of work put into that.
55?
Now, 55 is Punk IPA, and I don't think it's quite on par.
Alright, so we're going for 51, 52.
I was going to say 51, 52.
Alright, I'm not going to split the difference on 52. 52.
52?
Two more points than...
No, I think that's fair, because... Right.
Yes.
It is...
Anyway, we will quaff the rest of this and then get back to you.
Awesome. Right, you ready?
Yeah. So, beer number two.
Two. What would that be in Spanish?
Uno, uno.
No, dos. We went over this last time. Dos. Uno, dos.
As a unix. Tres.
No, uno, dos.
Unix.
Tres. Ah, oh, jeez.
You should be proud. I'm doing a geeky joke.
A geeky joke. Nobody gives a shit.
A geeky joke. You
Nobody
like geeky,
gives a shit.
You like
I'm trying
jokes.
To teach. I'm trying to teach you something, and you don't give a shit. Okay, so this was brewed for the Evil Twin Brewing by Dorchester Brewing Company, and it is the Half and Half Lemonade Iced Tea IPA. It's in a 330ml can. It was £4.85 at Trembling Madness. Phil, you've broke the bank with this. Look at this. And it's 7% volume. Actually, it's 12 fluid amps, so is that not 355ml?
I don't know.
So.
It was just, it sounded interesting.
Yeah.
And I thought, what we don't want is boring old, you know, we could have yet another IPA.
The can has a picture of a really angry lady on it with a green can and something like a sponge in a hand.
Are you feeling to open a can?
Yeah, I couldn't. It was too flat. You know when can rings are too
no,
flat?
No, I've never had a problem opening a can.
I don't have nails, though.
Well, neither do I.
You've got more nails than
do
me.
Do you have hooves?
Yeah, I've got hooves. I clop everywhere. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
Well, you must do.
You know what? And neigh as well. Neigh.
You know.
Did you never notice? I was actually a horse.
So, amazingly, with that description,
wow.
It smells of lemon.
It really does. It's quite cloudy.
Yeah.
It's nice and yellow with a good bit of head behind it.
Have we just got the pop show?
Is that? That's not lemonade, is it?
What percentage is that?
That's 7%.
That's fucking dangerous.
That is really dangerous, because
I think that's
what?
An awesome cloudy lemonade.
It is.
That's all I can describe it as. It's an awesome cloudy lemonade
with ever so slight hoppy bitterness behind it,
but
only a little bit. The mouth feels really good. It's got a beery mouthfeel, but it's got a poppy taste.
Yeah.
We're doing good tonight.
Ice lollies.
Oh, I don't know.
It awesome. Might be
because you don't want your ice lollies too bitter.
Yeah, that's what I found with the Jackhammer ice lollies.
Oh dear. too bitter.
Yeah, they were nice-ish, but not enough to...
But imagine as the base of a tropical punch.
Or meringue with this then jellied.
Ooh, yes.
So you have like some sort of compote made and then this jellied into it.
Compote or compost?
Compote.
What's a compote?
That's like jam.
Oh,
so you know fancy jam.
Why didn't you use the word jam? I'm a pleb. I do not know what a compote is.
We'll call it cake jam. Cake jam.
I'll have some cake jam.
You know the sort of like, it's not proper jam. It's.
Well, no, because I'm a pleb. I just use Tesco's cheap jam.
You never take
the fur off the top after you've not used it for 6 months. And then you've got the rest of the jam and it's fine.
Now, you don't bake cakes, but you've surely seen cakes with cake jam. It's not jam, it's cake jam. Yeah. It's got a more...
I just thought it was more expensive jam.
It's compost. Not
Tesco's cheap stuff.
Compost.
Other supermarkets do exist. Compost. Yes. Compost jam.
Like jam with a bit of water in.
It is good.
So, we are going to pair this one.
It's proper silly juice. I see. Is this going to ruin it? Do we pair it?
It's a custard cream. Custard cream. There's no beer I've ever had that can't be improved with a custard cream.
I don't like custard creams.
Oh, so that's why.
It's the worst biscuit out of all of them. I'd rather have a bourbon biscuit or a milky one.
You can really, really, really annoy the BMP and make what I like to do is... You split the bourbon. You split the custard cream.
Uh-huh.
And then you make
a mess in the studio.
You make a mixed biscuit.
A mixed biscuit.
Is this
a euphemism? And would really annoy the UKIP party and the BNP party.
So what we should do is next time we do a rally, we should all take them.
And just be like, look. Black and white can be friends.
Can be friends and taste awesome. Yeah, tastes awesome. Apart from the...
when you've had...
The bourbons. No, apart from the bourbons that don't taste like bourbons anymore.
Are the bourbons a little bit off?
Yeah.
Would that be because you took the first one out of the packet? You should have taken the second one out of the packet to see if that was less. Oh, dear.
We should say that there is other beer podcasts available. I do like to stress that at moments.
Yeah, we are not.
At moments like this.
We're the best beer podcast out of this studio.
Yes.
Which doesn't say much.
Yeah.
Because I think we're the only podcast out of this studio.
At the moment. So, rating it.
Oh.
That's nicer than the last beer we had.
I don't think
by much. So the next step would be, is it better than Punk? Yes, I'd rather, if that was on tap at Wetherspoons,
I'd be drinking that,
and then eventually
giving it my kids and going, "Here's some lemonade."
Luckily, you don't have children.
Yeah, but you would be asleep for the night.
Yes, but I can imagine us again. Yeah. You're gonna take the piss. Mm. But could you imagine us a hot day, a fire,
a hot summer's day?
I'm not gonna say barbecue, but we're gonna cook meat on flames.
Would we have just had a barbecue?
We would have had open fire cooked food.
Okay. And instead of having lemonade, you're going to have this.
Yes. Yeah. And eventually,
when you're too pissed, you'll have the beer we'd had before.
Yeah.
To just
so maybe
finish
the well night. Maybe it's the way you do it. You have three or four of them, and then you go on to this. But no, I think sort of 57, something like that.
I think that's about
right.
That's
we will go for 57. Hit the pot.
I feel as though I should try a bourbon, a custard cream, just to double check.
Yes.
Because that's the whole point of the beer part of this podcast. Is the
you might discover something new, you might love them.
I mean, it's a custard cream. They're alright, they're not great. Does it go with the beer? Oh, God, no.
No. Oof.
It's made the biscuit really soggy in my mouth.
Well, that's why you clear your palate with it after you've eaten it. Anyway,
are
we going to pause it for a ditty?
Do you guys want to listen to a ditty?
Yeah!
Nobody said anything, but we'll give them one anyway. Yes. Tough shit.
We're going to get on with...
This has an awesome can. Like, really, really good yeah. choice on the can.
Basically, I bought it because of the can label.
It is £3.25 from Centre Ale in Newcastle.
That's in the railway station, so you can see all the choo-choo trains go by. Yeah.
And it is Wild Weather Ales. Don't pine for me, Argentina. No, sorry, I've read that completely wrong.
Yes!
Don't pine for me, Appletina.
Yeah.
It's a pineapple goose, or goose. Or, well, it's only got one ounce, so it's a goose. And it's 5% alcohol by volume, and it's in a 330ml.
So should this taste of lilt?
Well, I thought it might have tasted like, was it Madonna who sang Don't Cry For Me Argentina?
No, it might have been, is it not, is that not meant to be like Tina Turner?
Did Tina Turner sing that song?
Well, what's the actual name of it? Don't
Cry For Me Argentina.
I'll Google thingy it.
Are you asking it? Are you typing it? Can you spell Argentina?
Yeah, because it comes up before Madonna. Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah. So is that meant to be Madonna? Yeah. I think it's more like Tina Turner.
Did you ever see Tina Turner with green hair looking like a friggin' pineapple?
No.
No.
I've never seen Madonna.
Yeah, she was well known for it before she... Do you grab that before you got the sea monkeys out yeah. of the can? Yeah, she was well known for it when she was on... oh, no, that was Kylie Minogue. That
yes.
The other one. Neighbours. So it's less bright as the others. It's a little bit darker orange.
Lilt colour?
Yeah, it is a lilt colour.
Smells like lilt.
Have we got the pop special?
it's the...
Not quite lilt, but nearly lilt.
It's got a slight sourness to it. It's not overly sour in any...
Now, if you didn't tell somebody that was a sour, they'd just think it was a, you know, a fruity beer.
But it's not how a sour is. It's, you know, I don't think every sour has to come in like a train crash and, like, obliterate your entire body into spasm.
No.
You know, to me, anything on this is on a nice spectrum of a mild sour. Now, is there much more else going on but the sourness and a bit flavour?
I don't know, but is that not a problem with using fruits like pineapple?
Yeah.
Pineapple doesn't have a lot that
I've got to admit, I don't like pineapple.
So I quite like that as a pineapple drink. Yeah. Now, if that was sold, you know, like the framboise stuff with cherry yeah. and things, as a pineapple beer, you'd go...
Well, I'll probably let you thingy that, because like I said, I'm not a pineapple fan. What we normally do traditionally, if somebody knows that there's a thing they don't like, they'll pass it over to the other one.
Yeah.
Is that the nicest drink you've had tonight?
No.
Or is it the least? I suspect it's the least.
Now, I don't know where I'd mark it, because on par with some of the other beers, it's definitely on par with some of the other beers. Maybe the 40% on the rocks with the Leafman's, the other fruit beer that we had
the other week.
Because to me, it's a good. It's quite a good fruit beer.
Yeah.
As a sour, it's a bit lacking, because sour beers, you expect not more sourness. It's, I think the sour level's right, but the other flavours behind it are not exciting. There's nothing shouting out going, this is a beer that's been crafted and well designed.
So we'll go with that. Should we? We will pause it and we will write that up, and then we'll get back to them for the sum up.
Are we not pairing it with the Bourbon biscuits?
Because I've already eaten half of Bourbon biscuits and they're awful.
Unless
you want a soggy Bourbon. Do you want a soggy Bourbon?
No, I've just smelled them.
Right.
They're not meant to smell like that.
Right.
Are you sure you don't want one?
No. Anyway, we'll get back to it. So, we've had three beers. Unintentionally, I think it's been like the CBBC hour, because they've all been quite poppy.
And, you know, they've all been really interesting.
They've been on a
similar wave, different in their own ways.
It's but, that, what can be a bee? If we'd call it, that's what we could have called this podcast. You know, yeah. What could be a bee? Because each of them have been different in, okay, we might have had similar things before, but it's not conforming to the, okay, and a beer has to be an IPA that has this, that tastes like this, that does this.
Yeah.
It's going for a certain spectrum all of them in a sort of similar journey or path or whatever bollocks we want to come up with.
Yeah.
But they've all just been that sort of extra, not, there's been something about them that just sort of says they've got a uniqueness.
Makes them stand out.
Yeah.
And, you know, two of them were labelled an IPA, and they're not IPA in the traditional sense. They're not, they don't match up against punk IPA.
Yes, and I think that's one thing.
You know, that first one, the alcohol free one, has got similarities.
Yeah.
But it stands out.
But I think we, one of the things we are very bored of, and we've both discussed at length on the show, is don't just make another IPA. Unless you can make something better than everybody else. It's very hard when the
well, not necessarily situation. Better, but something different. Yeah. Stand out from the crowd.
Is,
and that's what
is
what
a lot
of them have
what
done.
Most people do is they try to make a standard IPA as probably something like punk as a standpoint, and they say, okay, we'll make something that's within that realm.
Yeah.
But unless you can improve on that and make something far better than what's been, then I just don't see the point. I can get something.
Don't reinvent the wheel unless you're going to improve.
Yeah. Or you're going to make something that's like, wow, well, that's actually something that's different, or there's a limited market for it, or the market's not as big. So,
yeah.
So with the app, with the lemon one, there's obviously the Sleeping Lemons by
Wild Lemon.
Wild Beer Co.
Wild Beer Co, that's
yes, the one. That's what yes. I meant. Wild Beer Co. So, them, you could, they match together, and there's pros and cons of both of them in flavour profiles and things.
Yes.
But there's not a massive thing. I can't go to the shop, and if I went to certain shops, then they might only have one or the other. Or they might have both, but if you like lemony drinks, then you're probably going to have try both. So yeah. that's how a big thing is. If you do something like that, you're at least getting a different market, and that sort of mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. Trying to stand out and prove that what you're doing isn't the same as everybody else. Don't try to be somebody else.
Yes.
Try to stand out on your own.
And we're not somebody else, and because we're not somebody else, we have lots of ways you can get in touch with us.
That was the worst segue ever.
I just knew that at this time we need to be getting onto that sort of mumbo jumbo.
We got the email address early on. We should have got the Twitter at some other point.
So what is the Twitter now?
It is let's_drink_fs.
Yes. So you can get us there. You can email us.
Are you agreeing because I've said it or agreeing because you know it's right?
I'm just agreeing because you said it because I can't remember what it is since we changed it. You can get us. Oh, we've got a Facebook. You can get us there /formalshark. That's got all of our different stuff that we're doing as a brand.
Yeah.
You can get us if you want to email us sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
You're looking at me a little bit confused about that.
No, I'm just thinking, does anybody actually use emails like to contact organisations like
yes.
us?
Yes. We know somebody who uses emails.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes.
What a nutter he is.
Though. Yeah.
But, so please get in touch. Tell us about if you've had good beers, if you're a brewery and you've got stuff going on, tell us about it.
Yeah, give us a shout. You know, we can either try beer. If you've got a beer you think we should be trying and pushing or anything else like that, tell us because there's so much beer out there.
If you're in the Northeast and you're doing cool events, give us a shout.
What would you call a cool event?
Well, something with beer.
But what if I skateboarded with beer down your street? Would that be a cool event?
It would be funny as you garrotted the floor and your face was all like covered in blood.
So, if you want me to skateboard down your street with some beer, give us a shout.
No, I was talking about beer and stuff. You know, when Box Social launched their new Wild Beer Bit.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a name for it, the brewery, but I can't remember. So.
Was that because you were a little bit drunk?
Yes, and I'm an idiot and can't remember stuff. You know, you've got cool stuff like that coming online that's cool and interesting.
Some really good beers, actually, though, when we went to taste them at the Free Trade Inn.
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening, because we like to get involved.
Yeah, we like to get out the house occasionally.
And we'd like some friends.
Yeah, we like friends. So, if anybody ever wants to come to the North, if you're coming up to the Northeast and want to know about beers, places to go, we can probably point for you in front of people that know about beers.
Yeah.
Or we can help you.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get drunk with us and have a little beer tour, then
yeah,
so we're free.
Yeah.
Or if not, we can pass your information on to somebody who can do a much better job than us.
Because we're going to be like, what's at the capital? No, not the Great North Exhibition happening this year.
Yes.
And in one of the places, if you were coming up, the old Great North Exhibition place of the Palace of...
The Palace of Arts.
Palace of Arts. That's what I was going to say when it got to my head.
It's Wylam's Brewery.
Wylam's Brewery. So if you're coming up, you'd want to like get that thingy. To me, that's the place you should go.
To me, that's the starting point of so much else in the Northeast in terms of beer. You start there and you walk down into Newcastle.
To me, that's the starting point. Walk into the park. You could get one of the bikes you can hire now in Newcastle that we haven't done yet.
No, that's because we can walk for free. We're not going to pay to use a bike. That's probably really horrible to use.
I don't know how much they are to...
It's just money.
So
like walking is free.
Yeah. So you could go up to Wylam's Brewery and then walk down and
come back down.
And there's a million ways you could go to millions. You could in Newcastle just drink under arches and get yourself all well pissed as we have on occasions
under various different bridges.
Yes. So if you're a fan of bridges, you could have the bridge drink.
But not bridges as in the Sunderland Shopping Centre. If you're a fan of bridges, Sunderland Shopping Centre. Don't go to Newcastle, that's the wrong city.
Yes. I think the best thing to do is go find yourself a life in that situation.
Yes.
God, that's years since I've been there. I must have been like a little nipper.
Do you know people live above it? It's actually got apartments above it. You're like, why would you live above a shopping centre?
Because some people love shopping, so they can go down and get the latest Nike trainers.
God, it's just baffling. So, you know, for the whole great exhibition in the north, and you were like, well, we should do a plan of the different bars.
And Greg's.
We missed the Greggs. Mm-hmm. One of the local radio stations has already done a Greggs route. Yes, they did it about 6 months ago.
Yeah. So as soon as it came out, we were like, the two things we could do is the beer and the Greggs ones. Because that's why you go to... National listener and you're not from the motherland of the Greggs. Northeast, it's basically on every corner there's...
You leave one Greggs, you're in the queue for another.
Yeah, there's like millions of them. It is factually thing that you are closer to a Greggs at any one point than a rat in Newcastle.
Yeah, mainly because people eat rats.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a very optimised route, so we might be able to improve on it.
Yeah.
So, watch this space. We might release a really badly drawn map of Greggs and beer.
Or we might not. On that note, should we end this podcast?
Yeah, right. Thanks for listening, people.
Thank you for listening, it, Phil.
Are you just going to name our one listener now?
Yeah.
So everybody knows our
listener. Yeah, but he's
our
gonna
one
be...
listener now knows he's
going to be
listener.
Driving along and he's going to go, like, oh, I've got a shout out! Oh, I've got a shout out! Then we're going to have none. Because
that's
careered off the road.
Oh, not that he's just finished his goal and got his name on a podcast.
One stops listening.
Yeah, and that's it. That's his life goal, his name on a podcast. You know, like some people ring into the radio just to get a mention, and then that's probably it for them. That's the peak of their life, is they got a mention on, you know, Radio 4.
But it can't be harder than banal shit that comes on the radio.
But the banal shit on this podcast?
Yeah, but I've never sort of rang in to tell them that I'm going up to my Aunt Frieda's in Scotland.
You know. I'm going to Aunt Frieda's.
Yeah, it's like that.
Do you have an Aunt Frieda?
No, it's called Artistic License.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? Well, if you want a shout out, give us a shout. It gives an email.
But we wanted something interesting. An interesting beer. An actual funny story. Like you shit yourself in Marks and Spencer's or something.
Not that they're going to see their Aunt Frieda up in Scotland.
No, I do not want to know about you going to your aunt's. Or
don't
doing
so
something
negative.
Absolutely.
We do. We just won't tell other people on the podcast. If we got messages of that, at least we'd know somebody else that's listening other than Phil.
Just like, but the thing is, right, national, the little radio stations, you know, like BBC Newcastle, and stuff, I can understand that basically not that many people are going to ring in. And they have basically got to fill airtime. And the best way to fill airtime is the benign shape that the general public come up with. Of the crap that they've done. But this is BBC Radio 2. This, they've got the entire pick of everything that's happening in the UK.
I mean, some people would say that it's not really the flagship BBC radio station because it's number two and not number one.
Even though it's like the more popular one. Yeah, but I'm sure at Radio 1, if there's any people that are young and hip, unlike us, that's more hip replacement, could use email in if Radio 1 has the benign shit like I'm going to me Auntie Frieda's or shit like that.
I mean, you could research it. Listen to Radio for 1 for like a week and see if anybody comes on with benign shit. I think they just play Ints music. Ints, Ints, Ints all the time. Or that song about parking and barking. We want to hear some
people. We're parking and barking, is that what it calls it?
But send us your benign shit. We'll not tell anybody else, but at least we know something, you know, somebody might be listening. And it's not just us sat in this studio talking to ourselves.
But, like, it would be far, far better if you had somebody having a proper breakdown about the marriage or something like that.
What's this? Do you want to hear about somebody having a marriage breakdown?
So right, you've got two scenarios. One is, we're going up to my Aunt Frieda's. We like it. Right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have somebody coming. Oh, God. Oh, Ken Bruce. Oh. I had to leave her.
Is that... What, Ken Bruce?
Yeah, I'm...
Is a girl?
No. He's talking to Ken Bruce, as in Ken Bruce, after the one that used to be on...
I don't watch Radio 2. Or listen to Radio 2. No. So
he used to be Morgan.
Is that a double-barreled name? His first name... Ken and his middle name
Bruce.
No,
his last... I think his last name's Bruce. I don't know.
Who has the last name Bruce?
Bruce!
He's got two first names.
So it used to be Terry Wogan. It's now that ginger fellow I don't know his name of.
Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't listen to him because he's too shouty and...
And then Ken Bruce.
Then Ken Bruce.
And somebody told him he's got two first names and he should fix it.
Because we're not going to go on the Jeremy Ryan show because that is just nutters. Actually,
That's exactly where
it
should be.
You know, the nutters of... Yeah, but the thing is, they're not just, like, telling us things. They're just genuinely often hate-filled nutters. I don't want hate-filled nutters.
You don't want hate-filled nutters.
Well, unless it's about the wives or the husbands.
Should
I had to leave him. I had to leave him, you know. I had to leave him after he crapped on the tortoise. Would you not prefer to hear that than I'm going up to me Aunt Frieda's?
I don't know. Probably.
You'd prefer to hear about a man shitting on a tortoise.
Aunt Frieda might be a lovely person.
I don't care. She probably has lots of lovely things in the world. I don't need to hear somebody talk about daffodils. They're nice, but I don't want to be...
But we get so much crap news. Why don't you want to hear about the daffodils and somebody having a nice time?
Oh, it could be a nice story. I just don't want it to be a boring nice story. It could be about how somebody was so happy they puked over a dog.
That's not a nice story. That poor dog had to get washed to get the little chunks of carrot out.
So, there could be a nice story. Sex. That's a nice story if it's consenting.
Happening to you.
If it's a consenting story.
It's not a nice story if it's happening to somebody else because he's getting jealous. Oh, well, they're getting something. I'm not.
Yeah, do you think this shows wandered away from beer or wandered away from summing up? And very much into us just
having a rant,
talking benign shite.
Yeah. So, right, catch us on the next podcast in about 5 minutes.
Yes, bye.
Bye.